public money have been paid out to purchase those back so that other uses can take place. And, you know, under the law that we have now, the legislature is the only body that has the authority to make large closures, but we do leave some ability, or to close things for multiple use, but we leave with the Commissioner of Natural Resources the ability to balance those competing public interests and to make appropriate closures. I'm also troubled by our failure to make the amendment requested by the Department of Fish and Game, and I believe that we're going to regret having more incompatible uses developed, perhaps, as a result of that. So I think this legislation just confuses the situation, and we would be better off with the current law.
Representative Hudson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I view this legislation as a strong positive statement on the part of the legislature that we recognize that the times ahead are going to require that we explore more, that we develop more of our natural resources so that we can have jobs for our citizens. And all we're really saying here is that it is the policy of this legislature that if large tracts, over 640 acres, they are open to mineral entry and they are open to multiple purpose uses. That's no different than what we've had in the past, except now we're saying that the administration can, for certain very limited purposes, go ahead and close them, land exchanges and things of this nature. And we're also saying, and I think this is a balancing act, that they can also close them on an interim basis. But if they close them, then they have to come back to us in 10 days after we're here and give us 3 months in which we can agree with their closing. Now, we make the public policy statement that they're open. The administration, if they want to close them, then they have to come back and essentially get a confirmation from the board of directors. We represent the people. So I think this is good legislation. I don't think that it violates fisheries, for example. No anadromous stream will be permitted to mine or open for mineral exploration without a permit, and that permit, Chapter 16, has to go through a pretty arduous process. So I think that there are other chapters in the statutes that protect those fish and other habitat needs that we all want to protect. So I think it's a good, balanced piece of legislation.
Further debate? Representative Brown, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for extending the courtesy of the floor to me a second time. As the Speaker was just speaking, a question came to my mind, and that is, in Section 2 of the bill, does that section for the interim closure apply only to the large closures, or does that apply to all closures? I was under the impression we were basically dealing with the policy on closures greater than 640 acres, but now that I look at this, I wonder, is that the intent here, to only have C apply to the large ones? And if so, I'm not sure that it says that. Or is it our intention to preclude any closures for any reason and insist that every single closure, no matter how small, require a positive act of the legislature? I'd appreciate some clarification on that point.
Further debate? Representative Hudson.
I'm no expert on this, but I believe that it pertains to if the area involved contains more than 640 contiguous acres.
Representative Cott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It's in the title.
Madam Minority Leader.
Thank you. For purposes of establishing a legislative record, could I get confirmation either from the sponsor or from the chair of the committee that Section 2 applies only to Section 1.
Representative Cott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. That is correct. We were talking about land in excess of 640 acres per section.
Further debate, Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I do think that a mistake in the bill has been identified, but I don't want to delay the body now. I'm sure I and others will look into it and see if there's a technical amendment we could have before reconsideration. Thank you.
Further debate? There being none, Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Madam Minority Leader. From nay to yea. Would the clerk please lock the board? Oh, excuse me. Madam Minority Leader. Would the clerk please lock the board? The clerk please tally the board.
32 yeas, 7 nays.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 213 Resources with a new title be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the roll call will be the roll call on the effective date clause. And so, House Bill number 213 has passed the House. House, please stand. Representative Brown, you're seeking the floor.
I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on HB 213.
Reconsideration has been noted on House Bill 213. Would the clerk please read the next item appearing on today's calendar? Would the clerk hold a moment? Representative Hudson, you were seeking the floor.
Madam Speaker, could we move back up to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests.
Madam Speaker, he left. I was going to introduce one of my two opponents, but he left. So I'll introduce a former boss of mine in the Taylor Gallery, a former commissioner of transportation, Don Harris, who's now working for the governor and a good friend of mine. I'd like to give Don a good hand here.
This brings us back down the calendar. It brings us back up the calendar to introduction of guests, Representative Cott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Paradovich Gallery is one of my constituents. I think he's been introduced before, but I didn't have the privilege of introducing him. So this time I'd like you to welcome Chuck Landers, member of the Yankee Assembly.
Other guests to be introduced at this time? Being none, this brings us back down the calendar to consideration of the next item appearing on today's calendar. Would the Chief Clerk please read the next item appearing on today's calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 10 by the House Transportation Committee by request relating to certification of the Alaska State Legislature's opposition to requiring suspension of a driver's license for drug offenses. The State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 10 signing DuPass, VZ Ulmer, B. Davis, Olberg, G. Davis, and Cott. Do not pass, Sanders. One fiscal note and one zero fiscal note were attached. The report was signed by Chairman Veazey. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered HCR 10 and recommended that it be replaced with CS for HCR 10 Hess with a new title. Signing do pass, Cott, Veazey, G. Davis, Bundy, Tuohy, Olberg, B. Davis, Nicolai, and Bryce. A fiscal note and the zero fiscal note were adopted, and the report was signed by Chairman Bundy, Co-Chairman Bundy, excuse me. The State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution, the Judiciary Committee referral was waived. I have the CS on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Hess Committee substitute with a new title.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Hess CS is before us. Clerk have an amendment on her desk.
I have one amendment, Madam Speaker.
Please read the amendment.
Amendment number one by Representative Bundy, making changes to page one, line 10.
Representative Bundy.
Yes, Madam Speaker, I'd like to move the amendment.
Any objection to the amendment? A brief at ease is always possible.
May I?
Representative Bundy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just to speak to the amendment, it's simply a technical amendment to match the
thing that. You have the floor.
It's a technical amendment to match the federal requirements. Changes from the 31st to the 1st.
Further debate on the amendment? Objections maintained. There being no objection, Amendment number 1 is adopted. Madam Majority Leader. That's before it's the second reading, right? Further debate? Representative Hanley will stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Before we took an at ease, we had committee substitute HCR 10 Hess amended before us for a debate. Is there further debate? There being none, there is. Representative Davies, you have the floor.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I still don't understand this October versus April. I know that there's some discussion going on. Maybe this could just be explained to the body why, what's going on here. It was argued that we had to do this, we had to waive it out of judiciary quickly because of this April 1 deadline, but it appears like it's an October deadline, and I'm confused.
Madam Minority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I can't speak to the change of the date of October because I really didn't hear the debate on that, but in terms of the deadline, as I understand it, April 1st is still the deadline by which the state of Alaska must take action. And if we don't take action, we lose about $9 million. And so it seems to me that, you know, it's one of those interesting situations where usually the federal government says we have to do something or we lose the money. In this case, the federal government has said you either have to do something or you have to tell us that you're not going to do it or you lose the money. And so this is our way of telling the federal government what we plan or don't plan to do and thereby comply with the April 1st deadline. But I guess I'd ask someone who knows about the October 1st issue to speak to that.
Representative Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The October date is the date on which the federal government would take action on the funds. The April 1st is the date on which we have to do one of the other, pass a statute that they're recommending or pass this certification and resolution.
Further debate? There being none, the question before the House is, shall committee substitute House Concurrent Resolution 10 Hess amended House pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote, will the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
33 yeas, 5 nays.
And so, House Concurrent Resolution 10 has amended, has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be adopted, those citations being Honoring Alaska State Museum Exhibit, Gifts from the Great Land, Alaskan Artifacts from the National Museum of Finland. Honoring Roxy Wright Champagne, 1993 Alaska North American Open Champions, Ship Sled Dog Race Winner. Honoring David Morris, NCAA Division I Indoor Track and Field Men's 3,000 Meter Champion. Honoring Team Alaska. Honoring Christy Zeller. Honoring Craig High School Academic Decathlon Team. And in memoriam, Paul William Comcoff Sr.
Is there objection to the citations appearing on today's calendar? Hearing none, those citations are adopted. House, take a brief at ease, Madam Majority Leader. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I'm going to move that we go into, that we recess until 6 p.m. tonight. Before I do that, I'd like to announce that there will be a session tomorrow, and following the recess right now, the Majority Caucus will meet.
House will stand at ease until 6 o'clock this evening. Please come back to order. Madam Minority Leader has suggested that perhaps we don't have anything such as special orders left to do today, and that we could just go ahead and adjourn until 10 tomorrow, and that would certainly be okay with the Speaker if that would be what is the desire of the body. Yay. Okay, so we will just quickly press on through the calendar here. It won't take us long if everybody just sit quietly. Unfinished business. We have unfinished business come before the House. We've taken care of that. Announcements of committee meetings, we have any of those? Representative Porter?
Yeah, I'll try to be really quick. We have an amended weekly calendar in Judiciary that is added for this Friday, HB 212, Sentencing Aggravating Factors, and Saturday, HB 254, Open Meetings of Governmental Bodies. For Monday at 1:15 or close thereto, today in room 120, we will be hearing HB 61, Lowering Alcohol Limit to 0.08 for DWIs, and try to take up three bills we've previously heard and get out: HB 41, Civil Liability for Skiing Accidents; HB 147, Employers Liability for Reference Information; and HJR 3, Limiting Terms of Legislators.
That wasn't short. Representative Toohey?
Mine is really short, madam. We're hearing in the House today House Bill 82, School Construction and Maintenance Grants; House Bill 83, Appropriation School Construction Grants; and the Confirmation Hearing of Board of Dental Examiners. Thank you.
Other announcement, Representative Beasy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House State Affairs Committee will not be hearing House Bill 228, an act relating to the procurement code. We will be having additional hearings on House Bill 46, an act relating to state travel and mileage credits. And we will be having further hearings on Senate Bill 49, an act related to the campaign disclosure law.
And before the Speaker forgets, House Bill 255 got one referral. It was by the State Affairs Committee. I have since had an occasion to look at the bill. It does need to go to Community and Regional Affairs and finance, since it is going to have impact on local communities as well as finances of the state. So it will read House Bill 255, Community and Regional Affairs, State Affairs, and Finance. Representative Hudson, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, I just wanted to make a correction that had previously been announced about the big fight at Centennial Hall. It is not tonight. It's tomorrow night, and if we all show up, we can pick up a few pointers.
Other announcements, Representative Williams.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House Resources Committee will meet on Wednesday, March 31st at 8 a.m. to hear House Bill 239, Raffle and Auction of Big Game Permits, and pending referral, House Bill 197, Appropriations to and from Alyeska Settlement Fund.
Representative Cott.
The House Oil and Gas Committee will meet this evening at 5 p.m. to hear House Bill 197, an act relating to the Alyeska Settlement, scheduled in the Resources Room. House Bill 199 and 200 that was originally scheduled to be heard will not be heard. Thanks.
Further announcements? Special orders? Madam Majority Leader?
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment till 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 30th.